Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's get the latest from Green Bay with our insider Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette as he joins Chuck and Winkler on 105.7 FM, The Fan. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Morola on the web at morolalaw.com.
Ryan Wood joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline, the Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com. We'll chat with him again tomorrow at this time after we recap what goes down tonight. A little Monday Night Football for the Green Bay Packers. One of two times this year. They've got the Vikings, right? Monday night later in the season.
Right before Christmas.
Yeah, so a double dose of
Sunday Night Football coming up against Kansas City in a few
weeks. Sunday Night Football. I'll be there.
Yeah.
In section like 975, which I paid like $300 for.
$300?
Maybe 200.
Oh, come on.
It's a lot of money. Packer fans travel well.
That expensive?
It's not cheap.
Yeah, I looked. I was looking for Bucks opening night tickets on the internet the other day. Plenty of seats to be had. You get the nosebleed sections for like $50.
I just got another text from a new listener after I gave up my phone number. He says, "Hey, it's Drew. With a sloppy game prediction like 15 to 11, I hope you chew it and do it at halftime, player." Ryan Wood joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. My prediction was 15 to 11. I think these guys gave more of a standard prediction. I think tonight, Ryan, might be a weird night. The Lions are a team that we don't know a lot about. They are going to present their challenges. The Packers seemingly have the same sort of issues that they had against Dallas. Stop the run. And then no Devontae Adams. What do you think, as far as the Lions, are the biggest challenges that they face tonight for the Packers?
Well, the biggest thing is that they had a bye week to prepare. So, you know, the Packers have a long week, so to speak, because they have an extra day. But the Lions have had 2 weeks. They got to sit home and watch the Dallas Packers game last week and prepare accordingly off that. So you're always at a disadvantage when you're going against a team that's had a bye to prepare.
Now, last week it was Aaron Jones who had the big week in place of Devontae Adams offensively. Can any of that receiving core, are any of those guys capable at this point of having a bust-out game and having for one night at least, a Devontae-type game?
Yeah, sure, they're capable. Marquez Adams Scantling has shown flashes. Jarambo Allison, less this year when he's been in the slot than years past when he's been on the perimeter, has shown that he can be productive in this league. The buzzword with them, the key with them that we have not really seen is consistency. We haven't seen them bring it every week. We've seen them be able to do it, capable. But they've got to figure out how to level off that production so that it's there all the time, and obviously this would be a great week to start because they're going to, you know, it's hard in this league to win a game when your wideouts have four catches combined, and that's what they were able to do last week in Dallas, but that's a hard recipe to follow each week and win. So to get more production out of those guys is going to be key.
Talking with Ryan Wood. You can follow him on Twitter, by Ryan Wood, Green Bay Press Gazette, PackersNews.com. The latest on Jamal Williams, I'm wondering if he should be like 100% to play tonight, because I think if you are the Packers, you were able to win a game with Aaron Jones, basically running the offense through Aaron Jones, the 7 catches against Dallas, the 4 touchdowns on the ground. Do the Packers look to try to do that again, or would they want to try to avoid that? Because if I'm the Lions, I'm thinking, well, I know what I got to do here. I got to shut down Aaron Jones. So the Packers can either scale back a little bit and try to beat them other ways, or they could lean into it and say, Aaron Jones is this good. We're going to try to beat Detroit with Aaron Jones.
I think that might be the most interesting question of the night. And the reason for that, I think tonight's a really great litmus test of – how Matt LaFleur plans to handle and approach Aaron Jones in terms of usage. You know, we've heard Matt LaFleur kind of sound a lot like Mike McCarthy in terms of the overall big picture with Aaron Jones, which is to keep him fresh, preserve him for late in the season. With that said, in five games, Aaron Jones under Matt LaFleur has his two top touches in his career in three seasons. Minnesota when he had 27 touches, and last week when he had 26. So we see Matt LaFleur have more flexibility, especially early in the season, to increase that number and to ride Aaron Jones early in the season more than we ever saw from Mike McCarthy. But the big question to me is, does he double up on that? Does he do two consecutive weeks of that? Because it is very similar circumstances tonight. The one difference being, obviously, that Jamal Williams is available. But Aaron Jones is still the top playmaker in this offense. Davante Adams is still out. And your best chance, if you just look at week six on an island, your best chance to score points and to win would be to ride Aaron Jones the way they did last week. So it'll be really interesting. I don't know which way that'll go, but I think that we'll learn something tonight on just how significant Matt LaFleur finds the need to preserve Aaron Jones over the course of all 16.
I feel with LaFleur, with what he brings for the offense, I don't think he's unveiled everything out of his offensive package just yet. Just get that feeling.
No, it's week six. I don't think so either. And you're probably not going to see that till past the midway point of the season. You know, that there's one, even an offense that isn't new, you see a lot of unscouted looks through the first half of the year. But two, this is an offense that is still incorporating a lot of things for the first time. So there's a lot of stuff, back of the playbook stuff that, you know, it's still there. And I imagine that Matt LaFleur will pull it out at some point and put it on the field and reveal it when the time is right.
Talking with Ryan Wood, by Ryan Wood on Twitter. We'll check in with him tomorrow, as well as the Packers have the Lions coverage continuing all day long here on The Fan. No Darnell Savage tonight either, as we look at the injury report, which was very expansive this week. Davante Adams out, as we've talked about. Robert Tonyan out too. Do they feel pretty good with Will Redmond back there and some of these other guys to replace at least for one game, or however long it's going to be, the production from Darnell Savage, who's had a great start to his career?
I thought Will Redmond played really, really well in Dallas. His play speed was really, really impressive. His ability to be in the right place at the right time was impressive. Obviously, he had that interception wiped out from a penalty off the deflection in the end zone. But to me, the most impressive play, I think it was late in the first quarter, when he single-handedly took away the read option from Dak Prescott and Ezekiel Elliott. He pressed Prescott the way that you need to. And then when the pitch came, he was quick enough to get out and cut off the corner against Zeke. I mean, that's the type of play that, I mean, you don't see a lot of safeties make that play. So it was kind of an eye-opener to me. If he plays the way he did in Dallas, and it sure looks like he's going to be the one spelling Darnell Savage Jr. tonight, I think they're going to be in okay shape. And it'll just be interesting. We talked about consistency with the wideout. I mean, can a young guy like Will Redmond show the consistency and bring it each week? We'll have to find out tonight.
The Packer run defense, I mean, I thought they did a nice job on Elliott last week, although the Cowboys were in catch-up mode, so maybe that had something to do with it. But, you know, against the Lions run game, not a bad Detroit run again. They haven't had a 1,000-yard rusher since Reggie Bush did it back in 2013. But the Lion running game doesn't see all that bad. I know they got Stafford, but they can run the ball a little bit too.
Kerryon Johnson is a force. He's a guy that they're going to have to reckon with. And I think that last week was much more a byproduct of, one, the Cowboys catching up, but two, even when the game was, you know, the couple series that the game was in hand, the Cowboys weren't catching up last week. Jason Garrett did not come out deciding to pound the rock and use Ezekiel Elliott a lot. He came out kind of riding Dak Prescott from the very beginning. Zeke, I think, had only 12 carries. He had 67 yards. Maybe it was five plus like a carry. So when they did use Elliott, he got his yardage. They just didn't give them the ball enough. So to me, the Packers' run defense is still a significant question. And they've got another quality running back coming in tonight. So, you know, I think that in the pass defense, especially the opportunistic way that this Packers secondary and the pass rush has played, it's a really good matchup for them against Matthew Stafford, who, yes, is a very talented arm. He can make all the throws, but some of those throws that he can make are to the other team. He makes poor decisions and is risky with the football from time to time, and that hurts an offense, obviously. We've seen that over the course of his career, not good against a defense like this Packers defense that is opportunistic. So I would think that they try to run the ball more than the Cowboys did last week, and not just because of the catch-up, but from the very beginning, I would think that the Lions would try to establish the run, try to establish Kerryon Johnson, and we'll see if they can do that.
Chuck, your prediction tonight?
My prediction, 27-16. I think the Packers win. They pull away late.
Horvat?
24-21. Mason Crosby field goal.
How about you, Ryan Wood?
I've got 31-24 in a game that is close. I think that it's going to be a close game because, one, the Lions, they do have that extra week to prepare. But, two, I mean, this is a Lions team that's won four straight against the Packers, which just does not sound possible. I mean, if you...
We went through it. We decided three of those games don't count.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. In fact, the last two seasons don't count.
Yeah, last two seasons didn't happen.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they only won them on paper, not in reality, I guess. But, I mean, the last time the Lions won four straight was 1983. It's been a minute. So, I don't see five straight. I got 31-24 Packers, but I do think it's going to be a close game.
I almost want to take the Lions. There's something I don't like about tonight.
Well, it's because the spread is so low, and when the point spread is set so low for the home team to be favored by, you know, 3.5, 4, 4.5 points.
Yeah, but it's nothing to do with Vegas.
It's like when, like yesterday, Houston was a 4.5 point underdog at home against Kansas City. Something told you to take Houston in that game, and Houston won the game outright. I think the same thing here. I mean, the Lions scares me a little bit. I feel more comfortable the Packers were 7 or 8 point favorites in this one.
So instead, I'm going to go 15-11. That's my official prediction.
So 15-11 is interesting. So you got 5 field goals, and you've got...
No, there's going to be a bunch of missed 2-point conversions.
Oh, well, that's...
Or if Crosby's going to miss an extra point because he's overperformed this year.
And I got 26 points. I got 8 field goals and 1 safety.
Yeah.
So we're kind of going unconventional tonight.
Ryan, we'll talk to you tomorrow and see how this plays out, and we'll recap it with you tomorrow at 8:20.
All right. Enjoy the game tonight.
You too. That's Ryan Wood joining us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common sense lending to your community since 1935. We will continue to preview this matchup. Dan Miller, voice of the Lions, 9:15. But then don't forget tomorrow, we will review this matchup, not just with Ryan Wood, Leroy Butler also, 7 o'clock tomorrow. Mike Clemens in there as well.
I have a feeling Ryan Wood there didn't take us seriously on our picks.
Well, why not? 8 field goals and a safety?
Yeah,
what's wrong with that?
That's happened before. Hey, the Packers lost a game in Dallas one time when the Cowboys kicked 7 field goals.
Yeah, Chris Boniel.
Yeah. How about that? Monday night game, too, in 96.
God, I hate Monday Night Football. I used to love it. We used to get, no matter what high school, we would go over to my buddy's house. Doesn't matter the game. We'd get Taco Bell at halftime. Yeah. I'd get 2 nacho cheese chalupas,
well,
chicken.
The complaint on Monday Night Football for years was start the games earlier because they were at 8 o'clock.
Yeah.
But now they are starting a bit earlier, but I feel like they're ending at the same time.
Well, the matchup is no good, and the announcers are the worst in sports. We're going to go through this coming up. I've been waiting all morning to just shred Joe Tessitore from the inside.
Well, here's the deal. Monday Night Football, remember when they tried to pump up ratings several years ago, 15, 20 years ago, by getting a celebrity in the booth, and they got Dennis Miller, and then they eventually...
Yeah, they should do that
Kornheiser.
Again. Do that again.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I just feel like the presentation that ESPN puts on there isn't the same, and it's the same company, isn't what like ABC used to. When it was on ABC, Sunday night, you feel it's a big game when it's on NBC. I don't get that same feel on Monday Night Football.
Well,
right
and I know why. And it's more than just Joe Tessitore. And we'll talk about that coming up. Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins here on The Fan.
Sports Flash right now.
From the 105.7 FM The Fan Sports Update Studio, I'm Ryan Horvath. First on The Fan, the Packers and Lions will play for sole possession of first place in the NFC North tonight. Green Bay will be without star wideout Devontae Adams. He'll miss his second straight game with turf toe. Rookie first-round safety Darnell Savage Jr. will also miss his first game of his career with an ankle injury he suffered against the Cowboys last Sunday. Post-game coverage to follow here on The Fan with Bill Michaels and former Packer and Badger Gary Ellerson. Elsewhere around the NFC North on Sunday, Kirk Cousins threw three of his four touchdown passes to Stephon Diggs while racking up a season-high 333 yards in the air. Minnesota wins that one 38-20 over the Eagles. The Vikings now 4-2 on the season. The Eagles fall to 3-3. The Bears are idle around the league. Sam Darnold returned from mono. He leads the Jets to a 24-22 win over the Cowboys. Darnold threw for two touchdowns in that win. Panthers top the Bucs 37-26. 49ers remain unbeaten with a 20-7 win over the Rams. Teddy Bridgewater also remains undefeated as starting quarterback of the Saints. They win 13-6 over Jacksonville. Over in Major League Baseball yesterday, the Astros even their series with the Yankees with a 3-2 walk-off win in 11 innings in the ALCS. Preseason hoops, the Bucs now a perfect 4-0 on the season after a 115-108 victory over the Wizards last night. Chris Middleton scored 22 points in the victory. Read more online at 1057fmthefan.com. The update brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer. Is your family ready for cold and flu season? Knowing when it's the flu lets you know when to call your doctor. The flu brings a fever, so be prepared with a thermometer you could trust, the Exergen Temporal Scanner, backed by more than 70 clinical studies. I'm Ryan Horvath, Sports Radio, 1057 FM, The Fan, Milwaukee's number one sports talk station. Listen live anywhere. Download the radio.com app. Favorite The Fan today. Do you still enjoy Monday Night Football? Bart's going to tell you why he does not. Next on Chuck and Winkler, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.